We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are continuing the Gemaras about Refuah. We have these Gemaras, you know, a few times in Shas, Misha Chaza, and Gittin have such Gemaras, and we'll continue the Gemaras of Refuah is here in Bamei Isha on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Huna Leishta Tolta, for a fever, or Rashi calls it a Shachefes, it's like a bloating that you have. It's an actual, this is in Parashas Hukaisai, by the Teicha, Shachefes, that's what Rashi calls it. So if someone has a sickness, this fever that comes every third day, or you call it Shachefes, what you do to heal yourself? Leise Shiva Silvi Meshiva Dikli, should take seven branches from seven palm trees, Meshiva Tzivi Meshiva Kshuri, and take seven splinters from seven boards of wood, Meshiva, like beams, Meshiva Siki Meshiva Kshuri, and seven nails from seven different bridges, v'shiva katimi v'shiva tanuri, and seven a measurement of ashes from seven ovens, v'shiva afri v'shiva sinri, and take seven measurements of sand, of earth, from under the door, where the door turns and makes like a hole in the ground, take seven offer from there, v'shiva kufri v'shiva arbi, take seven measurements of pitch from the bottom of a ship, v'shiva buni kamuni, and take seven measurements of a certain spice called kamun, v'shiva bine medinka the kalbasava, and seven hairs from the beard of an old dog, and take all those things together, tzairinu v'chalolu beit savara, and wrap it in a pouch around the neck, benira barka, which is with a certain type of string, a hair made out of hair. They make it with a certain type of loop, and you put that around the neck, and that's good for a refuah from the shachefes that comes every third day. Om Rav Yechanan, l'ishta tzimirta, for a different machla called kadeches, and this is something that warms, it's a type of fever that warms up the whole guf. L'ishko sakino de kula parzla, take a metal knife that's fully metal, v'leza l'hechadika vardina, and go to a place where they have these low bushes called a sneh. Velikta benira barka, and tie a string around the sneh, and go there 3 days in a row, and use certain psukim. You go to Kama, you go the first day, lichrik be porta, you make a little cut in the bush, and velema, you say the psukim that will by Moshe Rabbeinu when he saw the sneh, and it says in the pasuk there, vayar malach Hashem elov, and talking about Moshe, it's v'labas eish meteichas sneh, and that's the first. You say the first. The whole pasuk. We are hinei sneh boyer beish v'asneh nuukol. L'machal the next day come back lichur report to make another little cut with your knife. V'leim v'yem Moshe asura na ve'era es amara galah zemadu la yivras sneh. So asura na is a lashon of we're using lashon asura na. We use it twice next to psukim to show that the sickness should go away from me, like sar, go away. V'yem Moshe asura na ve'era. The third day come again and do another little slice in the snare in the bush. And the layman said, Vayar Hashem ki sar lirois. Hashem saw that he went away. So sar is lashon going away, and you use that lashon, and that will help the sickness go away. Only Rav Acha b'rei the Rav Rav Ashi, v'leima, there's another pasuk there, a fourth pasuk that maybe is even better. Vayomer, I'll take Rav Aloyim, don't get near here. So that sounds like I'm telling the machla, I'm telling the sickness, don't get near me. So the Gemara answers, you're right, and then we adjust the what you say a little bit. You know, say the first two psukim the first time. Elul yemer kam v'leima v'yar malach Hashem elov, and you say v'yemer Moshe v'lemacha, and you know v'yemer Moshe suruna v'lemacha leima v'yar Hashem kisar liros. That's the second time you then say the pasuk kisar liros v'lemacha. Next time you say v'yemer al tikrav haloim. You say al tikrav haloim. So you say three times in a row these psukim, and that will help the sickness go away. And then when it finally goes away, what you do? You should push down the bush and then cut it near the ground, cut it right down, the whole snare. Say this. It's not because you are a very big tree that Hashem, that you were zeichet, to have the shechina of Hashem on you. It's only because you are the shortest of all trees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shoyer the Shechina on you. And v'chihechi d'chamite ha'shasol l'chanayim ha'shal v'azariah, and just like the fire saw a Chananim Shaul Azariah about Rikas because I ran away from them, didn't burn them. Kein techamine eshta. Same thing, the fire of the fever should run, so see me and run away. Leplani bar plainis v'sarik mekamaya, run away from me. So Lamaisa, that's I get rid of this fever with the psukim from Parashas Shemois regarding the snare. The Mashal asks that the Gemara says in Shavuos that you're not allowed to be merapi yourself with divrei Torah. You're not allowed to use divrei Torah to merapi yourself. And the Mashal answers that the whole iser to merapi yourself with divrei Torah is only if you're trying to merapi yourself ayidei the your guf. But here, you're using the Torah to merapi your ruchnistik yourself. And that you're allowed to use Torah for. And because all sickness comes from the Averis Ruchni. And if you're using this Psukim to try to merapa your Chesaron Ruchni, then you are allowed to use the Psukim. That's the Mashal answers. There's other truths and more so. There's that the answer that if here it's Mamash Viskana Safashis, therefore you're allowed to do it, that's that. And the other truths as well. This is a Taisus and Shuas answers that since it's Viskana Safashis, like Kadachos, Gans Vashi, let it even use Divrei Torah. Tyson and Shavuos answers. Zokta Gemara Vayta. L'simta le'mahachi. L'simta is a type of shchin, type of boils. You should say this. This is just you say these words. Baz bazia, mas masia, kas kasia, sharloi v'arm loi. It's different names of malachim, of angels that are merapid shchin. And you say, Ilu malachim d'shtalchum ar d'shtoyim. These are malachim that came from Sedoim. Rashi says, Lav dafka, they came from Sedoim. Ula sa'o shchino ki'ivin. And they came from Sedoim to heal the boils that hurt so much. Bazoch, bazoch, bazboich, masmach, kemoin kamich. And then you talk to the shchin and you say, Enoch bach, enoch bach. Stay where you are. Don't get any redder. Stay the same color you are, stay where you are. Asrech bech. Asrech means loshem makim. Stay where you are. The makim stay where you are. Zarech ke kolut ke pardet le parvel rabba. Let your offspring be a kara like a preda, like a mule, and not multiply. Just like a mule doesn't multiply. Kach lo sifre lo sifre v'guf vei de planar planes. The same way those animals can't reproduce, please don't reproduce. And yena plenty bar planes is which is himself is his body. Kippa is also Rashi calls it Abu Bayis, or Rashi's two pshat, neither is Abu Bayis, which also means a type of shchin, type of boils. And it brings from Rabbi Isai, it means a kafu shade. If a shade, a demon, was starting up with him. So what do you say? Kippa le'mahachi. You say the pasuk this, Cherev shalufa v'kela natusha. That's a different type of weapons. Lo'shmei yoichev chulu machoivim. And with this lachash, you get rid of the shade or those boils. Lishida, here is klar, means a shade, lemahachi. Havis the pocket haves, lito tavo u meshumas. Bartit bartomi bartina, kesham gaz brigas vistamoy. So these are, lito tavo meshumas means that you should be cursing, lito lashon of light, and tov lashon of breaking, and meshumah lashon of going into nidui. So he's saying that shade should be cursed and broken and meshumas and menudu. Vayta in the lachash l'shida the base of kisei for the shade that's from the base of kisei le'mahachi. Say this: akakafi da'ari on the head of a lion va'asusa gusa and on the nose of a female lion. Let the shade be found there. Bar Shiruka Panda, that's the name of the shade of Eskise. But make sure the karti chapte, beloy the chamer chatarte. I'll hit it with a piece of leek, and I'll hit it with a jaw of a donkey. Beloy the chamer chatarte. Yeah. So Adkan, the little Gemara's were four. So I'm going to come back to the next Mishnah. But the Gemara takes a little break. It said in our Mishnah before that B'nai Melachim are allowed to go out with Zagin. They're allowed to go out with bells on their begadim. Why? Because they used to walk out like that with uniforms, like a picture, like an army uniform with some bells on it. And that was nice for them. And then the Gemara says that not only them, but anyone could go out with it. And just Dibra Chom Vahiva says in the Mishnah. So Mantana, who allows everyone, even not B'nai Melachim, to go out with bells. Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon. He says that Gan's Klal Yisrael is royalty, and they all could act like royalty and go out, even though they're oni, and they're allowed to go out like that, even though it looks like they're showing off, even though they're oni. Still, it's mutter. Rav Amar, no, ba'orig b'ksusai b'divrako. Talking about a case where it was woven onto your beged, and there everyone agrees, even the chacham who argue Rav Shimon hold, that you don't say Klal Yisrael b'nei Melachim, still it's mutter, because what to worry about? Someone make fun of him, he won't be able to take it off because it's tied to his beged, and therefore there's no problem going out with that. We're not worried he's going to take it off because it's tied. He's tied, therefore we're not worried he's going to take it off. Zok to Gemara Vayit. So this comes out Chomer Rav Shimon, if there's a heter of Kol Yisrael b'nei Melachim. And Pasha, we don't pass like Rav Shimon, we pass like the Rabbanon. We'll have to see more later on. Daf Kuf Yiralf speaks about it again. Zokta Mishta Vaita. We're going to talk about more about going out with things that are refuah. It says in the Mishta, Yoitzim bebeitza sachargol. On Shabbos, you're allowed to go out with an egg from a grasshopper hung around your neck for refuah reasons. And the Gemara will say, what is refuah for in a second? And the Gemara will talk about that. Uveshein shu'ol, you're allowed to go out with a fax of tooth. Uve masmar min atzalav, and a nail from a tzalav is something used to hang people up, like gallows. Mishum refuah, you're allowed to use these things and hang it. It's not called a masa because it's refuah. Tibur remeya. Vecham oisrim, chom oisrim af b'choyl, mishum darke emari. Vecham hold all these refuahs that have not v'derech teva. They work with Derech Sgula, all Osir, because Darkei Amari. And it's not clear if the Gemaras before that we had are with Derech Sgula or Derech Teva, if Rabbanu are arguing that also. In any case, we pass the Narkei Meir, we'll see later on the Gemara. If it works, we pass the Narkei Meir. But Chacham hold that certain type, these type of refuas that are only a Sgula, which means it's not a Derech Teva, it's not a natural type of healing, the halach is, it's also because Darkei Amari. That's what Chacham say. So first the Gemara is going to discuss these three remedies in the Mishnah. What is it for? Zok the Gemara. Yoitzim beitzas achargel. It says in our Mishnah, you're allowed to go out with the egg of a grasshopper. What is it for? Which sickness? The avdi l'shichla. It's made for someone who has an ear infection. And you hang it over the ear. And you hang it over the ear, and then it works to heal the ear infection. V'shein shalshu, what's that for? Da'avidi l'shinta. It's made for sleep ailments. Dechaya, if you take a tooth from a live fax, l'man d'nayim, it helps someone who's sleeping too much. He has mano. So it helps that he should wake him up a little bit. The misa, if you take a tooth from a fax that's dead, l'man d'nayim, it's good for someone who can't fall asleep. It's like melatonin, puts the guy to sleep. With a masmar min atzalav, what's a nail from the gallows? What's that for? The avdi lezirfa. That is used for swelling that comes from Rashi Masra, from a maka, from like a sword, something in metal, that causes swelling. This will heal the swelling. So the Gemara Vait. It said in our Mishnah, Machlekes, Ramei and Nechamim, Meshum Refuah, and the first one explained, he's going according to Rav Meir, that even though it's allowed, it's only allowed only if we know it works, if the skula works. If it's nicker that it works, you know it works. But if you don't know it works, then you can't do it. And even though the Meirim do it, the Goyim do this, but if it works, you're allowed to do it. So the Gemara, ha, ain't by Mishum Refuah, yes, Mishum Darkei Amari? He's saying if it doesn't, if it's not klar, if it's not nicker, the Refuah, it is Darkei Amari. Vatayim unta b'raisa, Elon shemeshir peroisav, Elon, that it's the pears are falling off before it's ripe. You don't know what's going on. So what do you do? Soikre b'sikra, you make a red, your red stripe around it, and v'toyene b'avonim, you hang stones from it, and that will help it, the peiris stay on it longer. So Gemara says, "Bishlam atayin ba'avonim." I understand. In order for the strength of it. It's too fat. The tree is too strong. Saying it's you know it drops its fruit. The reason is because it's too shaman. We're saying it's too fat and too has too much kaiches. So therefore, the pears can't stay on it. So this you hang this avonim on it. It weakens the tree a little bit, and that will help the pears stay longer. That we understand. Like naturally, it has. We understand what we're doing. El soker v'sikra, my refuah covered. When you tie with a red stripe on it, it has that refuah. And it's not nicker any refuah from that. So chayav should be also darkei amir. How could Rav Shmuel say that if it doesn't have a refuah in the keres, it's also, and bayav rava. How could bayav rava say that if it doesn't have a refuah in the keres, it's also darkei amir? You see here, you're allowed to take a red stripe and stripe it on the tree that the pears are falling off, and it's not a problem. You're allowed to do that. No, the reason why you're putting the stripe on it is not to heal the tree. It's kihechi lechazia inchi. People should see this. They'll see, oh, there's something wrong with this tree. This person's having trouble with this tree. Leboyo lo rachmi, a daven for him. Where do you find such an idea? Ketanya, we find by Metzorah. It says the Metzorah goes outside of a tamay yikra. What's that? Why is it saying tamay? Sorokh leidia tzala rabim. He has to tell the rabim his tzar. And the rabbin yivaksol rachmim, the rabbin will daven for him. So you see such an idea, and that's the pshat why. You're not doing that for refuah. You're doing that to show people that we're in trouble and we need tefillas. Om Ravina, keman talinon kufsi v'dikla. Those people hang like a bunch of tamarim, a bunch of dates. They hang it on a dekel tree that the pears are falling off. Who is that like? Hi Tana. It's like this Tana, when people see that, they know that in those days, or Vita's days, they knew that means you have to daven for this tree because the tree is not growing well. It's not the pears not getting ripe. They're falling before they're ripe. And who is that like? It's like this Tana who says that you have to medea Sairoi L'Rabim.